calling Archtop Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could I go ahead with your name, please?
Yes, my name is Ruth Mandelbaum.
Hey, Ruth. How can I help you today?
Good. I don't know. I spoke with someone a few days ago. I don't know if it was you or not, but I was interested in Archtop Fiber. I live on 269 Richmond Parkway, which it's a Kingston address. We're actually like one block over the Kingston line in the town of Ulster. And I was told that you could come to my block.
Okay, no problem. I'll be more than happy to help you sign you up for service. And you said it's 269 Richmond Parkway in Kingston?
Richmond Parkway in Kingston, that is correct. I did have a few more questions.
Go ahead.
Okay, so if I just installed the fiber, the network, without the telephone, can telephone be added at a later date?
That is correct. Because you're not in any contract, so any changes that you want to make, we can go ahead and have that change for you.
Yeah. So does setting up phone require another visit to the house, or is it something that's like done remotely?
Okay, so if it's the case you want to change speeds of your internet, then we could do that from our standpoint. If it's the case that you do need to get the telephone, then we'd have a technician come out to your location.
I'm sorry, it takes me a while to catch on. When would they need to come if I needed it?
So say, for instance, you started out with a 1 gig fiber internet and you wanted to switch over to a 2 gig, we can make that change from our end. But if it's the case that you want to add the phone, then we would have to come back out to the location at the quickest time possible.
Okay, so you do have to come out to add a telephone.
That
so it's either I do this all at once or I have to have two separate site visits.
That is correct.
Okay. No, I'm just deciding what's going to work out best, because I think when I spoke to someone, they said you didn't have to cancel your Spectrum right away, that you could actually have both services simultaneously. I'm not quite sure how that would work, but if for some reason what would happen if I didn't like the Archtop service and wanted to cancel? How does that work?
So usually what we recommend is that you should wait until your services are installed before you go ahead and cancel your previous provider. If it's a case that from when you're using Archtop, you're not pleased with Archtop, you can just call and cancel. As I said, there's no contract tied to you.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm just trying to figure out how that works with the telephone. Like if I'm signing up for the fiber and the telephone both, do I have to stop my Spectrum telephone service? I'm just not sure how the telephone thing would work.
Oh, what I do know with Spectrum is that if you go ahead and cancel their service, you will not be able to keep the phone.
Oh, okay. So it's not even a choice. So if that is the case, do I get to keep my current phone number?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. So anyway, so that answered a big question of mine. So I can keep the, but okay. So I'm sorry, I don't mean to sound dense, but if I am installing the fiber with the telephone, but I haven't canceled my Spectrum yet, how does that work with the telephone?
All right. In that case, if it's the case that you're using Archtop and you still haven't canceled Spectrum, naturally with the porting process, we'd be porting the number from Spectrum to Archtop. If it's the case that you do not like the service, and say, for instance, you decide to go back with Spectrum would just port back the number over.
Okay. But there's no problem with my having the phone from Archtop before I've canceled the Spectrum. I'll be using the phone for Archtop. The Spectrum subscription will still be active until I cancel. But once I cancel, then it all gets disconnected from Spectrum.
All right, let me put it in simpler terms. So we want you to keep your Spectrum until our services are installed. When our services are installed, with you decided to get our phone, we will port that number from Spectrum, so it will no longer be a part of Spectrum. Only the internet that you have. And
As long as I'll have continuous service, I mean, I'm not going to have a service gap switching over from
that is
the
correct. So
Spectrum
you have
phone to the Arch
continuous
software.
service.
So my next question is your installation, because I know that there's some digging involved. Is this a process that goes on over a period of days? Like, how long does this installation take?
Right now, we're Midnight Services is available in your area. Right now, we're scheduling like 5 days out, 5 to 7 days out for service.
Right, but is this when you say you're scheduling 5 to 7 days out, on the day when they come, are they finishing this in one day or does it take a period of days?
So what would happen is that so you'd have your installation date. So say, for instance, your installation is on the 5th of December. What happens the day before, the technicians would come out to your location just to determine how they will connect the service. Usually they would install the drop cable that connects the fiber network from the street to your home. And then the day of your installation, they'll just have it completed. So
Okay,
on
so
the your
it's over two
installation,
days.
that is correct.
Okay, I just want to know in terms of I'm setting up a date how to do this. And is electricity needed during the installation? You know
What?
what? That's probably not relevant anyway. I mean, I have some electrical work that's going to be happening in the near future, and I just want to make sure that I don't have you coming the same day Central Hudson is going to discontinue my electric service. So I was quoted rates when I called a while back. I'm like assuming they haven't changed.
So yes, for the 1 gig fiber internet, it's $79.99, but we do have a promotion that's going on where you can get $10 off, which would be $69.99. Also, we do have another promotion going on where you get a $100 streaming gift card that you could use on your streaming platforms.
Well, I'm not going to turn down the $100 gift card. So basically, $69.99, and the phone. I think I was told was an additional $24.99. Is
That is correct.
that is correct? Okay. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and schedule this then, or do whatever it is I need to do because today is the day that I just like got totally annoyed with my just service from Spectrum. It keeps like going. Dropping in and out all the time. I have no idea what goes on, but it's annoying. So I
Yeah,
am
then.
going to check out ArchDot. Have you heard other people saying that the service is continuously going in and out? I'm assuming that doesn't happen with the fiber.
No, because it's underground, which makes it a lot more reliable. But with Spectrum, trust me, we have heard worse.
The other thing I wanted to ask was when electricity goes out, we lose your network as well.
So we do have backup generators, so you'd still have access to the internet and the phone.
Okay, so it's possible even if there's a power outage that affects our neighborhood, we might still have our ArchTop.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, well, that's another good news situation as well. Okay, I'm going to go to my Google Calendar. You tell me what you need from me, and I'll try and figure out what can work.
All right, no problem. So you said that you want to keep your current phone number. What's that phone number?
It's 845. I think it's 845. Oh my God, I don't know my current phone number. This is terrible. I 845-331-6676.
Okay, yes, the area code usually for Kingston, it's 845.
Yeah, you know what happened was my cell phone switched to 914, so I
Oh,
very
that makes
confused.
sense. And just to confirm the address once more, it's 269 Richmond Parkway in Kingston. Do you rent or own the
That is
property?
correct. Own.
The utility wires, is it from the pole to your home or underground?
Say that again?
Your utility wires, like your power or your phone?
Oh, unfortunately, from a pole.
Okay, that's fine. And is your billing address different than your service address?
No, it's the same.
Could you spell your first name for me, please?
Ruth, and my husband is Joel, Joel. I don't know if you can have both our names on the account.
What's the last name?
Mandelbaum, Mandelbaum.
All right, I'm going to repeat. M as in Mike, A, N as in Nancy, D as in dog, E, L, B as in boy.
Wait. M-A-N. Sorry, I lost you already. It was M-A-N. You got it right. Sorry. D as in dog.
E as in echo, L as in Lima, B as in boy, A, U, M as in Mike.
Correct.
So on the account would be Ruth and Joel Mandelbaum.
Correct.
Could you go ahead and let me know the email address you'd like to add on file?
Yes, it's Nurse Ruth, followed by the number 1 at hotmail.com.
All right, and what is your primary phone number?
914-388-4630. That's the cell. The other number I gave you, that's the home.
Okay, and how may we contact you prior to installation and any future notifications, phone, email, or text?
Phone, email, or text. Probably text.
All right, no problem. I'm going to read you a quick disclosure for the text. So at Arch to Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'd be able to confirm your installation appointments via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We'll not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that, and you can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communications via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply.
That sounds lovely. Thank you.
No problem. All right, so just to go over your order, you're interested in the 1 gig fiber internet, also interested in the phone service. Your address is 269 Richmond Parkway in Kingston. You own the property. Your utility wires are through the air, and your billing address is not different than your service address.
That is all correct.
All right. And do you want the discount if you enroll in auto pay and peer plus billing to get that $10 off?
Yes, I do. But can the auto pay go through my checking account?
Yes, once it goes through your checking or savings, it'll take $10 off. If it's through your credit or debit, it's $5 off.
Oh no, actually, I prefer it go through my checking.
All right. So do you have your routing and account number with you now?
I will in a second. Hold on.
No problem.
Just gotta grab a check. Sorry, I should have been better prepared with that. One more minute, please.
No problem. Take your time.
I had a recent very bad experience with my cell phone service being cut off because it was up for renewal and they were using a credit card that should have been canceled. And I had no idea that they were cutting off my service. So it's like, I never want these important things linked to a credit card again.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Routing number 02190-6934 is the routing number.
All right, that's for KeyBank.
That is correct.
And the account
number is 323-2000-23436.
Okay, so that's 323-200-23436.
That is correct.
Name on the account.
Joel Mandelbaum and Ruth Mandelbaum.
Can you spell the last name again, please?
MANDELBAUM.
Thank you for that information. And do you authorize ACH direct debit payments? Auto pay?
Yes, I do.
All right. And how did you hear about Arch the Fiber?
I'm trying to think how I've heard about it. I think just by reading about it in the newspaper, and I think there were actually I met some guys who were marking out territory a few months ago on your polls. So just generally, it's filtered down that way. But I've been getting your mailings recently. But I'd heard of Archtop prior to receiving anything in the mail.
Okay, all right, no problem. And is there anything that the technician should be aware of before they arrive at your location? Any septic tank at the front of the home? Any buried wires?
Sorry, what are you looking for in front of the home?
A septic
I have,
tank?
You know, no, I don't have a septic tank. We have sewers. I have natural gas. I don't know where along the front they're going to be doing it, but, you know, obviously I have a water line and I have a gas line. Those are the two lines that come from the front of my house.
Okay.
And I pretty much know where they're located, but they'll probably know that as well.
That is correct. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to read you a couple disclosures, and then we're going to choose a date and time for installation, okay?
Okay.
All right. So for the disclosures, so at the time of your initial connection, the technicians will determine the best way to connect your service. So they may install the drop cable, that is the cable that connects your home to a fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground, will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. And as I was stating before, if you do have a current provider, which is with Spectrum, to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until the services are installed before you go ahead and cancel with your current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment that is provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber, and it must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop. Archtop Fiber do reserve the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You are automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Sounds fine.
All right, so let's get to the calendar. The earliest date we do have available is on the 4th of December.
Well, that's pretty early. Let me look at my calendar. I imagine once the ground freezes, you'll have a harder time with these installations. The 4th is right on Monday.
The 4th is on a Wednesday.
Oh, that's wait. I'm sorry. No, I'm in the wrong month. Okay, the 4th, and that's the day I don't have to be home. When you say the beginning of
that is the day that you need to be home. That's the day that your
that
services
is the day
would,
that I need to be home.
That's when it would be fully installed.
And after that.
We have any other day after that except on Sundays.
Okay. You know what? One thing's okay. I just want to check that my husband can be there for part of the day. I just have one time when I have to be out. Hang on a second.
The times we have available is 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. on Wednesday.
Oh, you actually give a time frame. Oh, in that case, that's no problem at all. That my class is at 10:30, so if it's not going to be before noon, that's not a problem.
So which
Okay,
one?
so
One or
that
three?
one, please.
Okay. So confirm the appointment December 4th, 2024 at 1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay, that sounds very good.
So the name on the account is Ruth and Joel Mandelbaum. Your email address is nurseruth1@hotmail.com. Your phone number is 914-388-4630, correct?
That is all correct.
All right. So now that the installation is scheduled, you'll be getting two emails from Archtop. So the first one would be the confirmation of your order, and the other would be an invitation for you to sign into your online customer account. That's where you'd have the ability to manage your account, pay your bill, and review and accept your terms of services, okay?
Okay. Is it okay if I don't do that till after Thanksgiving?
Yeah, that's completely fine.
Oh, I can't believe I'm doing this when I should be cooking. Okay. Yeah, I was trying to print out a recipe unsuccessfully that got me to call you. Okay, all sounds good.
All right,
And
no.
it's 1 to 3 next Wednesday.
That is correct. Do you have any other questions or concerns that I could help you
Not right now, but I did forget. So when you connect things wireless now, it'll be through the Archtop system. That's the wireless network that it will be.
with? That is correct.
Okay, yeah. I've been having ongoing printer problems. That's another one of my frustrations, and it all seems to be network related. So, yeah, that's good. Okay, thank you very much. You've been very helpful and efficient.
No problem. Well, it was my pleasure assisting you today, Ruth. Have a great one and happy Thanksgiving from Archdog.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.